Microdiscectomy techniques. A midline microdiscectomy, in which the surgeon makes a 1 to 2 inch vertical incision in the back, lifts the surrounding muscles off the vertebrae, and uses instruments to hold apart the layers of the tissue during the procedure. A tubular microdiscectomy, in which the surgeon inserts a series of small tubes or dilators through a small incision to create a corridor through the muscle in which to operate, thereby causing less disruption to the tissue. Endoscopic microdiscectomy, sometimes also known as microendoscopic discectomy, in which an even smaller incision is made and the surgeon employs a miniaturized camera and instruments. This approach also involves less disruption to surrounding tissues. Regardless of which particular microdiscectomy technique selected, the surgical goal is the same: to remove the disc fragment and any bone or ligament that may be compressing the nerve root. To do so, the surgeon creates a small window in the vertebra, a procedure also called a laminotomy, and pulls away the ligamentum flavum, the underlying tissue, to reveal the dura, the covering of the spine, and the nerve root. The herniated part of the disc is then removed to complete the nerve decompression. Imaging techniques, including X-rays, are used before and sometimes during the surgery to ensure localization of the correct operative site. While herniated discs may occur in almost any level of the spine, lumbar microdiscectomy, surgery in the lower portion of the back, is the most common site for this procedure.